Officials in Japan say the reactors at the Fukushima power plant, so damaged by last year's earthquake and tsunami, are now under control. But the huge task of cleaning up the contamination from the leaking reactors is just getting underway. The BBC's Roland Burke reports from the city of Minami-Soma on the edge of the 20-kilometer exclusion zone around the plant.
In Minami-Soma, volunteers are cleaning the town, one spadeful at a time. Using a high-pressure hose to rinse the gravel from the garden of a home, trying to get rid of the contamination. The team leader, Kunihiro Yoshida, shows me a Geiger counter. We're just outside the exclusion zone around the Fukushima nuclear plant, and radiation levels are 10 times normal, he says.
So how many people have been doing this work, and how long is it taking you to clean this one garden?
20 people, and we've been working on it for 2 days.
So 20 people, 2 days' work, one house. I mean, there are tens of thousands of houses around here. How are you going to do them all?
There's no way for us to do all of them. We know that. But the city and the government are being very slow. This is an emergency measure by us. We are prioritizing people with children and pregnant women.
The house belongs to the Amanos, and their boys, 2-year-old Ayumu and 5-year-old Nozumu, are inside playing with their mother, Haruna. The family moved into the house in December, just 3 months before the tsunami triggered the nuclear crisis just down the road.
Why do you want to stay?
This is a place where we can live in our own house, our family together. Also, my eldest is graduating from nursery school in March. We want him to finish there. We are torn, though. The radiation is not going away, so we're thinking next year we might move.
Outside in the garden, the boy's father, Yoshiaki, is helping out. Everyone's giving a wide berth to a yellow oil drum painted with the symbol for radiation and the word danger. That's where the most contaminated gravel and dirt is being kept. There's nowhere else.
And how has your life, especially with your two kids, your 2-year-old and your 5-year-old, changed?
We don't let them go outside at all. If they do go out, they have to wear a mask, so you don't really see any kids playing around here. We took the boys to another prefecture to give them the opportunity. But when we put our 2-year-old in the sandpit, he sat there frozen. He didn't know what to do.
You must have the only 2-year-old in the world who doesn't know to play with mud.
As the cleanup gets underway around Fukushima, painfully slowly, Japan is going through a crisis of confidence in nuclear energy. Taro Kono, a prominent member of parliament for the opposition LDP, would like to abandon it altogether. That's not happening, he says, because of the influence of the power companies.
Members of LDP, the former government party, has been receiving a lot of political contribution from the industry. DPJ, the current government party, they are mostly backed by the power companies, labor union. To them, it's very difficult to say no to the power companies.
And it sounds almost like, the way you describe it, almost like a network of corrupt relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the nuclear energy is a corrupted industry. It corrupted politicians, it corrupted bureaucrats, media, university professors. So I think we need to straight out the power industries.
In Minami-Soma, they have more immediate concerns. Many admit they approved of the Fukushima plant before. It brought work to the region. But few want nuclear power now. They'll be dealing with its radioactive legacy for decades to come.
That report from the BBC's Roland Burke in Japan.